buses arrive in New York. I'm Pam Puso, Fox News. The buses sent from Texas were carrying illegal migrants, most of them adult men. So far this fiscal year, officials with Customs and Border Protection say there have been more than 2 million migrant encounters. Drugs are also flowing.
We have had enough fentanyl come into the United States to kill six times the population of the United States, all under Joe Biden. The drugs that are coming across the border is absolutely astronomical because we have an open border.
House Republican Greg Stube on Fox and Friends Weekend. The mayors of New York and Washington, D.C. are pleading for federal resources to handle the migrant surge. Isolation is over for First Lady Jill Biden. The White House says she'll travel to Delaware later today after testing negative for COVID-19. The First Lady tested positive on Tuesday while vacationing in South Carolina. President Biden recently recovered from a rebound infection. Both of them were treated with the Pfizer drug Paxlovid. The nation's top health agency is reorganizing after a less than stellar response to COVID-19. For starters, the head of the CDC admitted the agency has to release information when it gets it.
I guess it's great that they're finally acknowledging it, but it's something that the rest of America has acknowledged for the last 18 months.
Republican Governor Chris Sununu of New Hampshire on Fox News Sunday. The agency has also been criticized for not reacting to monkeypox fast enough. He hasn't been asked to appear, but former Vice President Mike Pence says he would consider testifying before the House January 6th committee. Congressman Adam Schiff, a member of the committee, says he's encouraged. He also told CNN the committee has been in discussion with the former vice president's counsel for some time. America's listening to Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
I'm Janice Dean, Fox News senior meteorologist. Be sure to subscribe to the Janice Dean podcast at foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you listen to your podcasts. And don't forget to spread the sunshine.
A U.S. senator who doesn't want to talk about the 2020 election may have to this week.
A federal judge in Georgia rules that South Carolina U.S. Senator Lindsey Graham must travel to Atlanta this week and give testimony to a state grand jury investigating whether or not Donald Trump illegally interfered with Georgia counting its votes in the 2020 presidential race. The same grand jury compelled Trump lawyer and former New York City Mayor Rudy Giuliani's testimony last week. Graham, however, is asking the U.S. 11th Circuit Court of Appeals to reverse that judge's order. Eben Brown, Fox News.
Florida's Republican Governor Ron DeSantis will learn this week who his Democratic challenger will be. Tuesday's primary pits former governor and current Congressman Charlie Crist against Agricultural Commissioner Nikki Fried. New York is also holding primary elections.
In New York, there are multiple House primaries to watch, including two special elections, one of which is in the 19th, a notable swing district. And due to redistricting, Congressman Jerry Nadler is facing Congresswoman Carolyn Maloney in the 12th.
Fox's Jessica Rosenthal. Three dozen people linked to an outbreak of E. coli have one thing in common. They all ate at the same fast food restaurant in three different states.
Wendy's says it's pulling lettuce from sandwiches in Michigan, Ohio, and Pennsylvania after an E. coli outbreak has made at least 37 people sick. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention is trying to determine if romaine lettuce is the source of the outbreak and if the lettuce was sold at other businesses. Wendy's says it is cooperating with the investigation. Jane Fergus, Fox News.
Symptoms of E. coli include severe abdominal cramps, vomiting, and fever. I'm Pam Puso, and this is Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network, subscribe and listen to the Trey Gowdy Podcast. Former federal prosecutor and four-term U.S. congressman from South Carolina brings you a one-of-a-kind podcast. Subscribe and listen now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.